Hi, everybody. I'm Josh.
And I'm Ethan. And this is The Young Perspective.
So today, everybody, we're talking about everybody's favorite pastime, homework. Everybody loves coming home after a long day of school and going straight to your room, your desk, and sitting down and doing some math homework or history homework or English homework. That's a favorite part of my day.
Yeah, it's definitely not the favorite part of my day, I'll say that. I'm not a huge fan of homework in the sense that I think that a lot of times we're given way too much homework, especially in younger ages. I think that younger kids are given too much homework. I think homework, especially for kids in, like, let's say elementary school, the job of elementary school really is to install the love of learning to little kids so they can really learn that, you know, it's good to learn things. They like to read. They want to learn how writing is important, how all these things are important, and get all these foundational skills. And homework is not necessarily needed for that. Maybe on a small scale, but really not on a huge scale, especially in younger grades. Maybe in fifth and fourth grade, you can have it in some bigger scale, but definitely not in kinder through second grade. I think it's not that important.
You know, I would have to disagree with you. First grade, maybe even kindergarten through third or fourth or fifth grade, that's where you learn ideas that are foundational to the rest of your learning, to the rest of your life, right? Say that's when you learn what a conjunction is, or that's what you learn what 2 + 2 is, that it equals 4, 1 + 1 = 2. These things are the basis of your math career or your English career, and these will fulfill your learning in years to come. That is why it is important for students to be able to accurately answer these questions that they're given and to think through these new topics they're learning in school. And that is the goal of homework. It doesn't need to be 3 hours of homework for these younger kids, but they still need to reinforce what they learned in the day after school.
But that's interesting because a study done by the Review of Educational Research showed that in elementary school, homework had no association with achievement gains in standardized tests or other grades and tests. So it's interesting that with all these concepts, homework when you're young really doesn't do much, because if you're already doing so much in school, and these kids don't have that big attention spans, 7 hours a day at school is already a lot for them. Giving them an hour or even 30 minutes of homework after school is kind of a lot.
But that is assuming that the homework they're doing is going to affect them in the short term. It's going to affect them now, right? But that, I don't think it affects them in the short term. I don't think it affects them maybe even that school year. I think it affects them 5, 10, 15 years down the line when they're in maybe high school math, they're learning algebra, and they need to remember that maybe their teacher doesn't let them use a calculator, and they need to remember how to do multiplication or division, long division. This kind of stuff, the only way to really learn it and remember it is for it to be reinforced by homework.
I think that's a good point, that maybe you don't have a immediate benefit or see an immediate effect with homework, but you do see a benefit later on. I don't necessarily think that it's going to really reinforce such a big thing with concepts later on in life. I think it's the idea that you're going to have to do homework in middle school and high school, and a lot of it. So if you start doing smaller amounts in younger grades, you'll be used to it. And so you don't get to high school and have to do 3 hours of homework a night before in middle school only doing 30 minutes a night or an hour a night. It's not a huge change that you can't handle.
Let me give you an example. In fourth and fifth grade, I mean, or maybe third through fifth grade, that's when we learned multiplication and long division at my elementary school. And there was homework, but you know how it goes. I didn't really do it. The teacher only checked it once a week. It was very loose and flowy. So last week, I was trying to remember how to do long division, and now I use a calculator in school, so I don't really have to use it. And I just couldn't remember how to do it. I couldn't remember how to do long division. It took me like 15 minutes, and now I remember. I mean, I looked it up. Now I got it. You remember it, and then you got it. But it took me some time, and I wish when I was younger that I had spent more time reinforcing these skills that maybe the school didn't spend enough time on, or these skills that I chose not to really care about during the school day.
Yeah, I see where you're coming with that. But the thing that happens a lot with like all types of algebra and math that, you know, you forget a lot of stuff that you learned years before, whether you did homework or not. I don't know if that necessarily means that. Just after not doing it for a year or two, or learning, or just being able to do it with the calculator, you forget those skills no matter how much homework you do, just in the sense that if you're not doing it every single day, you're going to forget. And I guess that's the point of homework, is that if you're practicing every single night, you'll remember. But, you know, in years later, you might still be doing homework every single night, but it's different. And it doesn't really matter to know that other stuff. And so you're going to forget it. So I don't think that necessarily forgetting some random concept in math is a huge detriment to your learning. You're going to have to review that later on in life, and it's just going to, you have to go on.
You know, we can disagree on whether it helps in elementary school, but I think most people will agree that in middle school and high school, homework helps. So from my experience, I was once a middle schooler, and maybe in one day we'd have six of the eight classes, and I'd be learning so much stuff, but the class times were so short because we had so many classes, and I'd get home and I really wouldn't remember what happened because I was so busy, or I don't know, I'd need something to refresh my memory and to reinforce it. So I go and do my homework. And after I've done my homework, the next day I'm prepared for class. So I've noticed from my math homework, from the few times I have forgot about it or chosen not to do it, the next day in class, I have been struggling with the concepts that we learned the day before, because we build off of them in the next day. So I think especially with math and maybe even science, it's important to give homework.
I totally agree that, you know, in later years in middle school and definitely high school, especially with concepts so like that have a lot of like application, and really it's important to practice like math and science. Doing homework is important, because there'll be days like where I don't really understand the concept like in a math lesson at school, but then when I get home and do the math homework, I can actually like really focus on, like, instead of taking the notes, actually just really reading through the notes and then figuring out, okay, this is what she meant by that, and then doing it, practice it over and over again. That's how you can get it. Because sometimes in a class that's moving so fast, like a high school or middle school class, you don't have enough time to really take the notes and then also practice it to the point that you fully understand a topic.
So fine, maybe you can struggle with homework the next day in a math class or science, whatever, from not doing the homework the night before. But some people will argue that even if you struggle the next day, that'll force you to learn what you didn't do in homework. That'll still force you to learn it for the test. But I have a statistic here from the High School Journal, which says that that students who spend between 31 and 90 minutes each day on homework score about 40 points higher on the SAT mathematics subtest than their peers who reported spending no time on homework each day on average. So people say, even if they struggle the next day in class because they didn't do their math homework, they're still going to learn it for the test. This statistic says that no, students who don't do their homework are going to, on average, get 40% less, or no, 40 points less on the SAT mathematics subtest. It's not 40 points out of 100. That would be a big difference. It's 40 points out of 1600 or whatever the SAT is scored out of. But still, 40 points can make a big difference in college admissions, and shows me that I do need to do my math homework.
One thing that is definitely a detriment because of excessive amounts of homework is cheating. When you have so much homework and you just don't have enough time in the night, either you're doing extracurriculars after school that take up part of the day, or you just have so much and you're tired and you have to go to sleep that you can't get all of it done. The next day before class, you're going to copy someone else's homework, and that leads to a habit of cheating. About 90% of middle school students admit that they've cheated someone else's homework, and 67% of high school students admit that. So that's a huge amount of people admit that they cheat on other people's, or they copy someone else's homework, at least a couple times throughout middle school and high school. And that's obviously not a big deal because it's just once or twice, but doing it once or twice can lead to doing it more times, or lead to doing it on tests and on bigger assignments. And we don't want to, as a society and as a school system, place a lot of stress on students that they feel that they have to cheat to achieve good grades.
You know, we do focus a lot about grades in our society, because mm-hmm. grades, whether they show intelligence or success in school, we're very focused on them. But the school should prevent cheating, but all the responsibility shouldn't go on the school. It should go on the individual students who are cheating. You can't claim all homework makes students more likely to cheat. It probably does, but you have to blame them and their moral compass. Because in the long run, homework, whether it makes them cheat, or in the long run for the mass, the whole group of students, they are more likely to succeed if they do their homework. Succeed in school, I mean. I have another statistic here. On both standardized tests and grades, students in classes that were assigned homework outperformed 69% of students didn't have homework. A majority of studies on homework's impact, 64% in one meta-study and 72% in another, showed that take-home homework assignments are effective at improving academic achievement, right? So even if they cheat, even if they take homework, their homework, and it increases their likelihood to cheat off their friends or be academically dishonest, it is beneficial towards their grade point average, which will help them maybe go to a better college or get a better job. So if you look, maybe it does increase cheating, but it also increases their chances of overall success in life.
I see that, and I see the point that, you know, if you have more homework and if you do give grades on homework, but then that would give you more grades, and usually your homework grades get higher. You have, you know, you get 100 or an A on a homework grade because either they're easy or they just grade on completion. And so that will boost your GPA. But a lot of times, especially when you get to high school, homework grades aren't counted for points, especially in math class, I know. They don't count homework grades for your grade. They just know if you did it. And if you didn't do it, they take off. But if you just did it, then you don't get anything.
But not,
so that's kind of something that you're going to have to get more used to as you get older.
But not only homework grades. Maybe homework grades will get you a better overall grade, increase your chances for success. But homework is also proven to improve test grades. So tests are – homework and tests and maybe quizzes are the three big things that determine a student's grade, maybe even participation in some classes. Homework may give you a good grade, but it also improves your grades on tests and quizzes. So it's beneficial to those two categories too, and more beneficial to your whole grade.
Right, but it's the whole idea that homework is only shown to boost your grades on quizzes and tests and projects when you get older, like high school and middle school, but not when you're younger, like early middle school and elementary school. The studies don't show that it really has a huge difference. But one thing that is important that we really tackle with this homework problem is that kids are waking up, I'll say from my personal experience, I wake up in the day, about an hour later, I'm at school. Then I'm at school for 7 hours, pretty much nonstop working besides just lunch, which is only like 40 minutes. Then after that, I'll get out of school, but I'll go and do an extracurricular, like a sport or something else. And then I'll get home, do homework, eat dinner, and then do more homework, and then go to bed. So I'm pretty much spending the entire day working without any break. And that's way too much stress and work to be putting on teens.
Well, so you're saying it's a mental detriment to their mental health, or cause them to
totally stress? A mental detriment to teens and their mental health.
You know, I can see that happening. So homework can get super stress, whatever. It increases chances of suicide, increases chances of all these different things. It just makes a student less happy. But on the other side of it, it also improves the student's attitude. So it improves their likelihood to be successful in the future. Why? Because it improves their ability to get work done. It teaches them to make goals, set goals, and prioritize certain things over others, right? They have to prioritize homework over other activities that they want to participate in. So it may be a detriment to them, but it also teaches them fundamental life skills, like setting goals, like discipline, like autonomy, like time management, like critical thinking, and like, most importantly, independent problem solving.
So that's the point, is that we have to find a balance between still giving homework to students, but not overwhelming them that they can't handle it and that they feel like they're failing because they're just having so much to do. That's why, you know, we should only be giving 3 hours or 2 hours to, you know, the oldest of high school students on an average per day. So if we're still giving them the idea that they have to do homework and it'll help their grade point average, it'll help their work ethic, but it won't also overwhelm them.
And I have one solution. We're running out of time, but I'm just going to push this one solution. So I believe every grade should get 10 minutes more homework than the last grade. So first grade should get 10 minutes, second grade should get 20, sixth grade should get 60, 12th grade should get 120. So this is a gradual increase in homework time over the years that will, first of all, slowly ease the students into the homework environment, into getting goals set, into getting things done.
And I agree. I think that maybe not that exact plan, but somewhere along the idea that every grade you increase the amount. So it's a slow buildup and you aren't experiencing a huge shift when you're going from middle school to high school, elementary school to middle school, and you can actually handle it and be confident in yourself. So this was an interesting episode. And we want to thank you guys all for listening. And remember to stay safe during these crazy times. And this was The Young Perspective.